So the drone flew from Frankfurt and Oder on one side of the river over the Oder to the other side of the river, which is Lubice, and it's the Polish town. The idea of the campaign is first to deliver medical abortions to women, but at the same time to call attention to the different realities of women in Germany and in Poland, because in Germany abortion is legal and in Poland abortion is illegal. Actually, we had expected all the problems in the Polish side, so we had lined up most of our supporters in Poland, as well as we had a Polish lawyer standby. But then what happened is that actually the German police from the German side intervened, and they, when the drones were in the air, the police tried to stop the drones for continuing flying, and they wanted to confiscate the controller. So our drone pilot actually landed the drones running around, because it would have been really dangerous when they couldn't control the drones anymore. So the drones landed safely in Subice, and after this, the German police took the drones and the iPads away. And they said that they would press charges, but it is not quite clear on what ground. So we have to see. This will probably play out in the next 2-3 months, and we'll see what will happen.
Is it, as far as you know, in any way illegal to fly a drone across a national border?
Well, this is Schengen. So in Schengen, it's an agreement between all the countries to have free transport of people and goods. So in this case, for sure, it's not illegal. And of course, we would have to look at all the different laws to establish that for different countries as well. But the German police already agreed that it is not illegal to fly the drone from Germany to Poland.
And the drones were actually carrying pills that would allow a woman to carry out a medical abortion. Were they headed for women in particular who had been prescribed those pills?
Yes, they had a prescription and they had talked with a doctor before, because it would have been illegal to distribute the medicines within Poland itself. Because, of course, medical abortion is not allowed in Poland.
You talked about Schengen earlier, and obviously the question comes to mind. I can understand that you wanted to highlight the restrictive abortion laws in Poland, but could these women in Poland potentially travel to Germany and have an abortion there if they wanted to?
Yeah, of course, and that is what a lot of women do now. But that is all very hidden. There's a lot of women traveling to Germany now because they cannot access safe abortions in Poland. But the thing that we want to point out is that medical abortion should be available and legal abortion should be available within Poland itself. And traveling of women is causing social injustice, because these are only the women that have money and access to the information on where to go that can actually do that.
How do the Polish abortion laws stand at the moment?
Abortion is now only legal in case of the health and the life of the woman is at risk. The problem is that even in these cases, a lot of doctors and Catholic hospitals refuse to provide abortions to women. Officially, there's like 747 abortions taking place every year in Poland. But the reality is that it is probably, it's at least between 50,000 and 200,000 abortions that take place illegally. And part of these women are traveling to Germany. Other women are traveling to Czech Republic or other neighboring countries. And then there is, of course, also a lot of illegal abortions taking place in Poland itself.
Do you have any figures on the danger of illegal abortions in Poland? I mean, have they caused any deaths or medical complications for the women undertaking them?
I don't know that there are any figures available of that, but it's not just that. It's also that, for example, there have been a couple of court cases against the Polish government for denying women the right to have even a legal abortion. So the women's health is being endangered and is put in risk, and women's rights are being violated, and the European Court of Human Rights has already convicted Poland in 2 cases for denying women an abortion that they should have had access to.
Have you had any results apart from the charges that might be pressed by the German police? Has it managed to change anything or raise awareness in Poland in any way?
Well, I think one of the problems at the moment now in Poland is, of course, that there is not any neutral debate. There's no public debate about it. So I think that the campaign helped to at least start a public debate again in Poland. And we also worked with a political party, and there were some members of parliament were there. And we hope that they will, you know, continue and try to get an ease of the restrictive abortion law in Poland. So the idea is that it will at least lead to a public awareness about the situation in Poland, and also to inform women that medical abortion exists, which is a very safe method that women can use themselves also in Poland, and that at least when they need an abortion, they know where to find it and how to do it safely.
Do you plan on trying the same stunt again and flying over some more drones if other women say they need a prescription?
At this moment, we will just wait how it's going to evolve, whether there will be criminal charges, and if so, what. And so we'll just have to let this sink in, and then we can decide on future actions.